The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
To be raised from the grave, to conquer death in the grave, to overcome everything the enemy can throw against life. That Jesus is alive today. He ascended to the right hand of the Father. He is daily making intercession for us. We intercede in harmony with His heart, and we become the body fulfilling His will.
Working together to be a blessing to others, even in these trying times. Next on Life Today.
Well, I welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are really blessed to be able to spend this time with you. And I want you to know that this week and in the days to come, as you see, we don't have a studio audience. We're going to try to abide by of the advice and counsel of not just the President of the United States, his administration and cabinet, but all the advisors. And you pray for them to have wisdom, because I know, because I spent 4 years interacting with this president and spending a lot of time sharing the concerns of people who love God with all their heart, who profess to be Christians, and who believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and that wisdom comes from above. And there's only one Father that knows best, and that's God. And as this man has listened to me the most respectfully of anyone I've ever seen, especially when I would make a point fairly forcefully that I thought was important, the respect level has been amazing. And the thing I know is he wants wisdom. And he's convinced that wisdom does come from above and that God freely offers it. So you pray that all these advisors, these medical advisors, everyone advising, will have the wisdom that comes from above. Because I think, frankly, I think they all want it. And whether you want it or not, the wisdom God offers is what we need. So I want to talk to you who really believe that we have a Father that we can rely on, who's given us truth, and that the Word of God is His Word to us. We're going to be sharing with Randy and Sheila this week. I'm going to be sharing with you probably now for many weeks with different key people that God brings in that we're okay to be, you know, we're going to have Randy over here by us and Sheila over here, keep the 6 foot distance. Family, we're together. We've even got a little distance from Randy. So we're really trying to do things the way it should be done. But I want you to know this. The stage is set, please hear this, for the greatest outpouring of love and compassion and the blessings of Almighty God on this planet through His family, yielded to His will, fulfilling His kingdom purpose, than at any time in history. These are the most difficult days, Betty, in our 76 years. Most people say there's never been a world shutdown, even a national shutdown, even in wars and catastrophic events, people keep going and working. We've had to be separated. Now, here's what we know we need to learn. The church needs to be the family of God that is faithfully committed to the Father and loving one another the way the Father wants us to, and pouring that love out on others. But the American people need to understand something about a family too. Our founders understood something beyond themselves, and they gave birth to a nation that has been more blessed and blessed more people than any nation in history. All right, here's what God wants us to hear right now. And I just want you to kind of get your Bible, maybe even get a pad, and just say, you know what, when I watch Life Today, I know we're going to maybe hear some guests and so forth, and we're going to hear about wonderful opportunities to bless people. We're going to get in the Word. And we're going to really get the Word in us to where we don't just carry the Bible, but the Word of God carries us because it's hidden in our heart, not just carried in our hand. Now, listen to what Jesus said when he came on the scene. This is like a profound announcement in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus, because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and He sent me to proclaim release to the captives, freedom, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at free those who are downtrodden, and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And then He sat down, and He said to them, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. What scripture? That's a direct quote. Now listen, get your Bible. It's a direct quote. And Betty, you brought the Living Bible. Yes. And I know I told you I want you to go to Joel, but can you find your way in there to Isaiah 61? Can you find it? Listen, the very same verse Jesus just quoted. There's also the reference in the 61st chapter that he wants to comfort those that mourn. He wants to bind up the brokenhearted. Another translation says, after we lost our daughter, and we were asking God, how do we understand what we must understand? The Lord said very clearly to us, you have been so blessed, but you've experienced a brokenheartedness that only my grace and my presence and my power and my peace can enable people to overcome. And you've experienced that, and you're going to be able to pass it on. Now listen, there's a lot of sorrow right now. And people to say that there's no greater sorrow than losing a child. Well, okay, we've been where people say it's the greatest sorrow, and I'm telling you it was indescribable. But only God's grace and His abiding peace and comfort could see us through, and the prayers of people just like you. All right, I want you to, on your own, I want you to go through this 61st chapter. And you're going to find that God is doing something. Look at verse 6. You are going to be called priests of the Lord. He's speaking to the people. And you will be spoken of as ministers of our God. You will eat the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. You know what he's saying? I'm going to give you so much wisdom and so much direction and so much fruitfulness in your oversight that you're going to be blessed beyond measure. And if you really know what God wants you to understand, you're going to understand what our pastor, Robert Morris, has taught so clearly, beginning right here on Life Today years ago when he taught the blessed life, and now teaching at one of the largest churches in the United States and even in the world. But he's teaching that we are blessed to bless, and that the greatest blessing is being a blessing. And we live to give and to release the grace and the blessings and the love and the benefits of Almighty God flowing through us like a river, because we're a yielded vessel. And we don't measure ourselves by what others have or what others do. We don't compare ourselves with one another, because if you do, you'll be void of understanding. You'll be void of the wisdom that you need every moment of your life, and you certainly need it today. And our national leaders need it. All right, but what God is saying, I'm going to pour out on you beyond anything you could ever imagine. He told His people when He led them to the Promised Land, I'm going to show you a land that's so fruitful that you better be very careful in the midst of those blessings that you don't let those blessings become an idol. That's a warning to us today. Now stay with me. Remember, we were experiencing the greatest economic blessings perhaps in the history of our nation. Unemployment at the lowest. Now it is possibly at the highest. We have watched the rise of the stock market and the crash of the stock market back and forth. We must understand that there's only one unshakable, reliable source. And that's God, His Word, His will, and His ways. All right. Isaiah is saying this is going to happen. You are going to become a people that are so blessed. Instead of shame, you're going to have a double portion. Instead of humiliation, you will shout for joy. You're going to be living in the everlasting joy of the Lord. Everlasting joy shall be yours. Even in the midst of a storm, you're going to find that out because you have a peace that passes understanding. You have a shepherd that walks through every valley, even the shadow of death, and will comfort us. This is the church family that Isaiah is talking about. This is the Zion, the chosen people of God to whom the Redeemer came. Rejoice. Verse 10, He's clothed us with garments of salvation. He's wrapped me with a robe of righteousness. The bridegroom decks himself with garland as a bride adorns herself with jewels. The body of Christ is the bride of Christ. These are the chosen people that are going to be blessed beyond anything you could ever imagine. You go into the next chapter, you see, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, the chosen people, the chosen gathering, the chosen city of God, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness and her salvation like a torch in the burning. And the nations will see your righteousness and all kings your glory. Whose glory? The glory of the Lord. Jesus conquered death, the grave. He conquered all the power of sin in the life of those who receive that grace in the personal indwelling person of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit to fill us to overflowing. So God is saying, you can live in this incredible freedom. You are going to literally bind up the brokenhearted. You're going to build up the highway. You're going to remove the stones, lift up a standard over the people. That's verse 10. These two chapters show us what the church is supposed to do. And right now, God's people, loving God with all their heart, then knowing how to love their neighbor as themselves, you don't love yourself properly until you love God with all your heart. You won't love your neighbor properly until you do. And then I've been pointing out, and I think this is so important, the prayer of Jesus in John 17 puts a particular focus on the believers, those in that body of disciples, and those, he said in that same prayer, who would believe because of their testimony and become a part of the body of Christ, my disciples. The world will know you're my disciples when? When the answer to his prayer is fulfilled in us, that we would be united in supernatural unity that reveals the body of Christ, the family of God, through which he chooses and will bless all the nations of the world with the transforming truth of the gospel. Now, we are watching something that in Betty's 76 years, we said a moment ago, in our lifetime, we've never seen anything like this. People say in history, there's never been quite a shutdown like this. But believe me, listen, the people that have experienced the resurrection power of Christ to be raised from the grave, to conquer death in the grave, to overcome everything the enemy can throw against life. That Jesus is alive today. He ascended to the right hand of the Father. He is daily making intercession for us. We intercede in harmony with his heart, and we become the body fulfilling his will. And if we will be supernaturally drawn together, and Betty, in these 70-something years we've been on this earth, and over 50, nearly 60 years of ministry, I am seeing ministers, church leaders that never fellowship together. I'm seeing them come together like a beautiful family of God in supernatural unity. Now, hear this. If the church here in America will continue to rise up, understanding we're going to differ, theological arguments and discussions that have taken place for 200 to 2,000 years and longer will not be settled in this lifetime, this kingdom. Quit allowing them to pull us apart. The truth of God is so clear. It is so clear in the areas that many leaders and many nations and many people are throwing aside. I mean, casting aside everything that's natural that God did. The way he made us, even throwing aside gender, throwing away the real commitment that is essential in a marriage relationship and what is marriage, literally denying God and doing those things which God says will damage and destroy. And we've been doing that. But do you know what's been happening now for the last several years? We've been returning to the foundation of truth. And the enemy, who is the enemy of all life and godliness, has come out full force. And buddy, it looks like everything's come to a screeching halt. Well, in many ways it has. But if the Spirit of God that's on the family, rising up in us, and we standing together like a family, loving one another, loving our neighbors, and even loving properly our enemies, we love them, we don't get in bed with them, we don't agree with them when they're wrong, we keep holding up the standard of truth, and we don't just hold it up and preach it. We demonstrate it and show the power, the transforming power of the gospel. And we do that. The American people, and yes, people all over the world, need to learn how to love one another. And we're going to see the greatest miracle, restoration. Here's what I believe. You think we were being blessed economically? If we follow the leadership of the one who conquered the grave, the one who shows us victory and life and peace that passes understanding and joy unspeakable full of glory, and that he walks through every challenge with us, we are going to see the greatest awakening in the history of this world. And I believe we're going to see the blessings of God poured out on us beyond anything we ever imagined, which again, Betty, brings us back to the point of why, if we don't lose our life to find it in Christ, in the Lord that conquered death, that was raised, ascended and said, I'm sending another one like me to live in you. Jesus is living in us. The same Jesus in every believer. And if we let His glory and His grace and His love and His truth rise up, Betty, we're going to see the blessings of God poured out on the people God loves and gave His Son to redeem through the redeemed family beyond anything we have ever imagined.
I absolutely believe that. And I don't think I've ever seen in our 76 years of life more of a hunger and a desire to know truth. We want answers. We want truth. And that truth is God. He is the way, the truth, and life. And James, what an opportunity for us as His children to stand strong and say, let me tell you what truth is. It's God's Word. Let me tell you what you can hang on to when things aren't going right. It's God's hope, because He is our hope. He is our strength. When times are tough, and we've all experienced different times in our life when those times are tough, but we're kind of all experiencing it at the same time right now. Hang on to God. Reach out to Him and let Him be the light within you that will be able to beam out to those that are so hopeless, so stirred up and so unsettled and so fearful. God is not the creator of fear. We know who is the enemy. So let God give you that peace that passes all understanding through His Word and through His truth.
You know, Betty, in the book of Joel, and boy, I love what you just said. This is just such an amazing promise for us to just really come to Him. You know, we talk about how horrible everything is. You read Joel, in an agricultural society, you didn't need to, in a climate, you didn't need to lose all your crop. Well, the locusts came in and just stripped everything. And God said they were vulnerable to this terrible creeping because they had turned away from Him, and therefore they were vulnerable. And when the locusts came in, they came like a devouring horde. They came in like an army. They didn't break rank, and they were devouring what? The fruitfulness, the benefits of truth, the benefits of rain and the blessings of God and the light. They were consuming everything. That's the way the enemy comes in. And the enemy that attacks the truth of God and sound thinking and real wise thought processes and practices and principles that are unshakable, they attack those. And the ones that attack, they march in rank. That's what Joel said. They don't break rank. They're lockstep. They may be strange bedfellows, but they're coming in to consume what God is offering. And then God said, through Joel, if you will return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning, and rend your heart, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God, He's gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, relenting of evil. He said, blow a trumpet in Zion, call a fast, a solemn assembly, get the people together in prayer. And what does God say? In this agrarian culture where their economy depended upon the harvest and the bountiful, fruitful fields, He said, I am going to make up for the years the locusts have eaten. I'm going to pour out on you the former and the latter rain. I'm going to pour out my blessings on you, even my blessings that will carry through where you're going to see young men seeing visions, old men having dreams, and God putting His Spirit on us, pouring out His Spirit on His people through His people. Who's this promise to? People who've been devastated and basically lost everything because they were vulnerable to the devastating, deadly, destructive assault of the enemy. And God said, you come back. Father, I'm watching your people pray. I'm watching your people become like the family you long for us to be. And I believe you're going to bring healing on this nation and pour out the former and latter rains and the greatest blessings in history. In Jesus' name. Betty, I thank God that when we ask you to come in the family room and seek God, you're ready. And then when we ask you to extend the hands of God, literally become the hands of Jesus and put his arms around people, meet the needs of those who are challenged, just like people have done in the health care community, first responders, all the people working to restore our health. You've always said, show us a need love can meet, and we'll meet it. And you know, Betty, we're looking for a perfect cure for this horrible pandemic, for this virus. And I pray we'll find it. But you know, we show you people that are in trouble, and we know there's a perfect cure. When we show you someone that's very near death, or where people are losing their loved ones, and we're able to say to you, there's a perfect cure. You know what our viewers have said? Count on us. I don't think you'll ever stop doing that. And I think you'll be praying for God to pour out his healing blessings on this land through every yielded vessel, through his family. I want to show you a broken heart, and I want to show you an opportunity to heal many broken hearts and save many, many lives with the perfect cure that love delivers. Watch prayerfully.
Perhaps the greatest fear of parents concerns the health of their children. It's especially true in Africa. Adriano is a godly father in Angola who once took pride in his ability to provide for his family. But tragedy has changed that. Adriano told us food and health are two critical issues in his community. You see, when parents take care of sick children, there's little time to farm and produce food. But without food, children's immune systems become weak and more susceptible to disease. It's a vicious cycle.
When you look at a little one like this, this one, little one's name is Balbina Natula. This color of hair, this red hair, means that the body has stopped sending nutrients to the hair. So there's no protein. These are terrible signs. And it's why mission feeding is absolutely vital for us. We want to be able to get to where help is needed now, and help is needed now in these villages, to feed their bodies so that they have strength, that we can feed their souls and spirits. You can't hear that Jesus loves you when you're starving to death.
Boy, you can sure see the love of Jesus in Sheila's face. You know, when you look at that, I just couldn't help but say, I wish I could just kind of freeze frame, and you see, because I know there were probably right at 10 there. I didn't take time to count them all. Maybe you can look and count them, but I know, Betty, I always ask our viewers, if you could help us save 10 children's lives and feed them, would you do it? I think you know, because we try to tell you very clearly that this isn't total child care, but it's life-saving emergency food that has been designed really by scientific oversight, and it perfectly balances their nutritional needs. 6 months, we get them stabilized. In a year or so, we can get them on their feet where they're very, very productive. And $30 and $50 and $100 will help us care for 3, 5, or 10 children. Well, could you kind of put God's arms around that line? See, these are high-pressure times, we know financially. And yet we know God has entrusted our watch care the resources to do what he leads us to do. Could you help us feed 10 of those children with a gift of $100? Could you maybe even do more? I believe you will. But if you could help us with 3 with a gift of $30, I just believe you'll do it gladly. Or $50 to help 5. Betty, I'm praying everybody watching will just do what God tells them to do.
I pray you will too. Will you be those hands that reach out in love and offer that bowl of soup to those precious children that are in such need, to a father that cares so much that he wants to provide for his family, but he can't because he don't have the means. Please, let's join together and let's do this for the children, for those families that so much want to care for their children.
Yeah, let's be the answer to two fathers' prayer. Let's be the answer to that father and many others, but also to our Father in heaven, that we would be the instruments of blessing. We would be the body of Christ extending his hands and putting his arms around the broken, the desperate, feeding the hungry. Would you go online or dial that number, take your bank card and use it like a check? If you write a check, make the life. Call us and tell us you're sending it in. We're going to need to know how many are able to help and will do so gladly. Thank you so much. Thank you for letting us share with you. Thanks for making that call, going online, making that gift. Thank you.
Mission Feeding began with a promise to be there in times of crisis for thousands of hurting and hungry children in their time of need. Now more than ever, we need your help to save lives by feeding and caring for children across the continent of Africa. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish our supplies to reach the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Your gift of love can be the miracle answer to a desperate mother's prayer. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Global Impact of Life Journal. This softcover journal includes pictures from the mission field and inspiring scriptures as a reminder of your impact in giving to bless lives around the world. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Global Impact Bible. This English Standard Version presents a fascinating guide to the impact of the best-selling book of all time, filled with quotes from well-known figures, photographs, and reproductions of fine art. It highlights the many surprising ways Scripture has shaped civilization. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, we want you to know that that phone line is here for a prayer line for you. We care so much about the challenges you face, just like you care about the challenges we just shared, and you've always cared about our challenges. Thank you for being a great representation of the Father's heart. Thank you, Betty. We're blessed to have such great friends. Thanks for watching Life Today.
You know, sometimes you feel like God's forgotten you. He hadn't forgotten. He created you with all the love he could give and put in you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.